From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Madeline Baxter with this news. Canada is keeping its border closed to non-essential travel until at least May 21st. Most northbound Alaskans who arrive at a lower 48 crossing are being admitted, but they need to steer clear of Canadians. That's the word from U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan. Like Alaska, Canada requires 14 days of quarantine for new arrivals. Sullivan says it does not appear to be imposed on Alaskans in transit, but there's a caveat. The senator says drivers need to be self-contained with all the supplies they need so they won't have to buy anything in Canada other than fuel at gas stations. It takes several days to drive between Washington State and Alaska. Sullivan says Alaskans traveling in recreational vehicles will have an easier time of it. Canada is not admitting Americans for sightseeing or recreational travel. As the tourism site Destination British Columbia puts it, explore BC later. And here in Alaska, this summer's cruise season looks bleak. But some would-be tourists are staying positive in spite of canceled trips and looking for ways to support businesses struggling with cancellations. I filed this report. In one video posted on social media, a grandma stands in her sunny backyard.
We're pretending like we're on a cruise. We're supposed to be on a cruise. And we're cruising off the coast of Alaska. The water is really green. It looks remarkably like grass, almost like our backyard grass.
The camera pans over to a man laying face down on the ground. He's doing his best impression of a breaching humpback.
Oh, I see one. I see a whale. He's doing he's slapping his fin into the water. He's splashing the water all around.
According to the industry, almost 70% of this year's cruise ship sailings have been canceled at this point. That translates to about 800,000 passengers that won't show up this summer. Even though many have already had their trips rescheduled for next year, that's still millions of dollars in lost revenue for port communities. But members of Juneau's visitor industry are trying to stay upbeat. On what should have been the first day of the cruise ship season, some of them put together a photo collage of smiling faces circling the message, "We will wait for you."
We really just wanted to, you know, let future guests know, past guests know, everybody know that we will wait. We are still here, understanding that the time is not right to travel, but when it is right, we will be here.
Liz Barlow is the sales and marketing manager for Above and Beyond Alaska, a tour company in Juneau. She says she's encouraged by the feedback they've gotten from guests rescheduling their trips. Some of them are looking for ways to support businesses in the meantime.
For guests who know if they want to come to that destination, purchasing a gift card for those operators to help bring in additional income, but also that encouraging factor of we will be there, we know we're coming, we just want to help support you now.
Like Sharon Watkins Crockett from Ohio. Alaska's been on her bucket list for years.
I thought this is my opportunity to do it, and I better do it now because if I put it off, I'll just continue putting it off.
She and her husband booked their trip almost a year ago and invited about 15 friends and family to join. If the pandemic hadn't happened, they all would have departed Seattle Tuesday aboard a Carnival cruise ship. Instead, they won't be coming until this time next year. They've already rebooked the whale-watching tour they had planned in Juneau, but Watkins Crockett says what she was most looking forward to was exploring the towns and businesses in Southeast Alaska.
That's what I enjoy doing, is seeing how other people live instead of just always doing the touristy stuff.
When her trip got canceled, she started researching businesses she could still support. She posted in local Facebook groups. Based on the feedback she got, she decided to order a Christmas gift from Sam McGee's in Ketchikan, chocolate mushrooms from Buckshot and Bobby Pins in Skagway, and treats from Alaskan Fudge Company in Juneau, including orca-shaped chocolates.
Since we cannot do the whale watch, I went ahead and purchased orca whales for all my friends that were going, so they can all have them on the day of what would have been our whale watch.
She knows her purchases probably won't make a huge impact for these businesses in the long run, but it's her way of trying to help.
You know, when I get there next year, I would like to be able to see everything that they have to offer instead of, you know, buildings when you're walking around and some, you know, shut down that's been shut down for a year.
Some business owners are already facing that reality. But Barlow says Above and Beyond Alaska is seeing more interest from locals. They plan to reopen their kayak rental shop in Auk Bay later this month for Alaskans hoping to explore their own backyard.
So a way to get away for a weekend, you know, grab a kayak, go to an island and camp for a couple nights. Create your own getaway here in Juneau. Your own staycation.
With the weather warming up and the whales returning, She says there's no better time for it. Haines resident Mark McNamara passed away last week at the age of 60. The former NBA star moved to Haines in 2005, where he spent his time making films and sharing his knowledge of basketball. KHNS's Henry Leisha spoke with a few Haines locals who were close to him to learn more about his legacy.
Mark McNamara grew up in California and got his start playing basketball at Del Mar High in San Jose. He continued playing at UC Berkeley, where he studied environmental economics. When he graduated in 1982, he was drafted to the Philadelphia 76ers. That was a very busy year for him. The summer after he graduated, but before he started playing for the 76ers, McNamara landed a gig in the Star Wars movie Return of the Jedi. At 7 feet tall, McNamara worked as a stand-in for Peter Mayhew's character, Chewbacca. Once the NBA season started, McNamara and the 76ers would go on to win the national championship. He had a successful career in the NBA and played on a few different teams until the 90s. That's when he began coaching professionally, but health issues related to a rare genetic disease forced him to take a different path. In 2005, he settled down in Haines. Local filmmaker Mario Benassi was a close friend of his.
We met at Crucial Wildlife Center where I was working, and he came up to visit. And at that time, you know, he kind of expressed his undying love for wolves and for all things nature. And that's where we kind of hit it off.
McNamara and Benassi shared a passion for filmmaking and quickly joined forces. They took on a lot of different projects and worked closely with Tokchinook Watershed Council. McNamara loved getting footage in beautiful areas like Glacier Point and Flower Mountain. Benassi says they made a great team because they complemented each other.
I'm an artist. I'm not that organized. And Mark is very, very, you know, organized and very precise and dots all the I's and crosses all the T's. So he was an incredibly intelligent individual and someone that we all looked up to.
In past interviews with the Chilkat Valley News, McNamara said he didn't intend to get involved with the community when he moved to Haines, but he couldn't stay away from basketball. He started going to open gym and even helped coach the high school team for a few years. Haines resident Kyle Fossman says throughout his own career in basketball, from playing overseas to coaching at the University of Alaska, he has looked to McNamara for advice. He learned some of the finer points of the game from him.
What would be a good shot versus a great shot? What would be a good time to push the ball versus walk it up? Just stuff like that. Some more like intangible stuff that you just kind of got to learn.
According to Mario Benassi, McNamara had been traveling and was trying to return to Haines when he passed away. He died from heart-related complications on Tuesday in Nevada. He is survived by his sister, Lauren McNamara of San Francisco. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Democrats on the U.S. House Resources Committee are asking for an investigation into Assistant Interior Secretary Tara Sweeney. This is a skirmish in the fight over whether Alaska Native corporations are eligible for some of the $8 billion Congress set aside for tribes in its coronavirus relief bill. The CARES Act leaves it up to the Treasury Department to allocate the funds, but the Interior Department was to consult with tribes. Tribal leaders have alleged that Sweeney is trying to give an advantage to ANCs. Resources Chairman Raul Grijalva of Arizona and other Democrats wrote a letter to Inspector General Mark Greenblatt asking that he investigate whether Sweeney violated any ethics rules relating to Arctic Slope Regional Corporation. Sweeney was an executive at ASRC before she was chosen to be Interior Secretary for Indian Affairs, and she remains an ASRC shareholder. The Interior Department says Sweeney treated Alaska Native corporations as eligible because that's how Congress wrote the CARES Act. That's what Alaska's congressional delegation says, too. But tribes and many Democrats in Congress dispute that corporations are included. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Treasury Department from distributing any of the $8 billion to Alaska Native corporations. Treasury has not yet announced how it intends to allocate the funds. And the Anchorage Daily News was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Public Service today for Lawless. That's the newspaper's collaborative investigation with ProPublica that revealed shocking inequities in law enforcement between Alaska's rural and urban communities. Judges said that the series, led by reporter Kyle Hopkins, revealed that a third of Alaska's villages had no police protection, took authorities to task for decades of neglect and spurred an influx of money and legislative changes. The two other finalists were The Washington Post and The New York Times. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Adeline Baxter.